Research. Please share your views. It's not a one-way traffic. Try to talk something. Let it be useful. Let it be meaningless. It's no problem. So that if anything new I can learn from you or you can learn from me. What is the definition of research? Yeah.
The work done by either students or scientists,
mm-hmm.
that is aimed in investigating a new investigating an idea to prove it or deny it.
To prove it or deny it. To prove it or disprove it. Yes. That's almost correct. Yes.
Studying to understand something or know it.
To understand more. Yes.
Research is asking a question in order to prove it or disprove it. And by proving it or disproving it, we are filling gaps in knowledge. Some gaps
exactly.
In knowledge,
filling the gaps in the knowledge. Yes. MashaAllah. You all have some background information. Okay. Why this research? Why they are not putting search? Why this re-re-re?
Continuous.
Because search is already done, on so many topics. So you are doing, again. Again, you are looking for something new to fill the gap. To fill the gap. To get, new knowledge. Okay, what is the ultimate aim, ultimate result of research? Where the results are going to end?
Facts.
Dissemination, to disseminate the results of that, for the medical field, to use it in further research or in clinical practice.
Further research or?
Medical practice.
Clinical practice. Practice benefiting to whom?
To the patients.
To patients. To the patients, to the community, to the general population. So it depends upon your research protocol. The results ultimately has to go to that end. It is not that, just stopping in the middle, just for publication, just for promotion, just for getting funds, getting, research chair. No. The results has to go to that end, to the consumer. The consumer may be the patient, maybe the general population, maybe to the community, or irrespective of what you are targeting. So research methodology, what do you mean by methodology?
Way. The way. The way,
the way, the methods, the procedure, the techniques to do a scientific research. Let's see whether this works or not. Yes. Okay. Research, as we discussed, it's a systematic investigation involving a collection of information, that is data, to solve a problem or contribute to the knowledge about a theory or practice. We all discussed about this. Without seeing this slide, you all know this information. So it is critical, in medicine. Why? Because medicine is not a static. It is dynamic. It is moving with time. What is the line of treatment now? It will change, after 3 months, after 2 months, after 1 year. You take, cancer. You take, any other, chronic diseases or infectious diseases, communicable, anything. So it will be changing over time of period. So you can't stop at this time, I'm comfortable, I have everything, there is no need for research. No, it is moving along with the time. So you must move along with the time. So it's very critical, to do research, over a period of time, coming into our practice, to get to the results into practice. So research helps in providing, scientific understanding and solve the practical problems. Not only solving the practical problems, as our friend said, to fill the gap, to fill the knowledge, to get the updated knowledge. So we have to depend on the methods and principles. You can see the point, the words what I put here. Credible and verifiable results. The research what you do, you must have some validity, some credibility. It's not like that just you're collecting something, dumping some data, doing some analysis and not having made proper results. If someone wants to verify what you have done, so it has to be transparent. It's not like that, you're peeping under the desk, no one should do my research, no one see my research, and no one should do, see my data, nothing. So it has to be transparent. When you are transparent, when you do sincere. If you do manipulations, if you do cook up the data, if you get some wrong information, you can't share, you can't assimilate the results, what you get. You can't discuss, share your results, your research output with others. So all research starts with an idea or a question based on personal experience or from your seniors or from your teachers or from your colleagues or from the community leaders. So some idea you have to get, then only we can start. So scientific approach, you can't do any other approach, it has to be scientific approach. Why scientific approach? Because you have some sort of techniques, some principles, some methods, so that you can do it accordingly. So it combines the scientific approach, it combines the two words I put here, the features of induction and deduction. What do you mean by this induction and deduction? Let's see the next slide. What I put here, we sometimes known truth, unknown truths. What do you mean by known and unknown truths? We know that type 2 diabetes is very high prevalent here. We know the risk factors. It's a no. But still, see, we want to prove, you want to see, is there any other new risk factors? What is reporting in the West? What is reporting in European countries? Some other places may not be applicable here. Because genetically, we are different. Genetically, we have different pattern. So the lifestyle is different. The climatic conditions are different. So the mindset, behavior problems are different. So you can find, some other, risk factors, which leads to type 2 diabetes. So what you can do, you have to get, the hypothesis generation, what we call, deduction from here. That is the whole universe here, the whole population. Then you have to test the hypothesis. As someone said, either prove or disprove it or deny it. So you have to test the hypothesis based on your data. Then you have to infer the hypothesis, generalization. You're not stopping here. You have to take back these results from where you're taking. You're not studying the whole population. You're studying a representative sample. Then the results will be generalizable to the whole target population whom you're looking. Suppose, for example, you are looking at diabetic patients, that is your target population. Universe means not the whole population of the world, not the whole population of Riyadh City, particular disease. For example, if you are looking at osteoporosis, the target population is those who are affected with that problem. That's what I mean. So this is what the terms, deduction and induction, this is the process which involves the scientific research. So coming to our area, what we are doing, of course we are not doing any clinical research, we are not doing any clinical trials, that is randomized controlled trials, because of short of time, because of lack of funds, feasibility, practical problems, so we are not doing clinical research. What we do, this is the research, what we do, that is community research or epidemiological research. What are the main points, what are the targets, by doing the research? You can describe the health status, of the population. What is happening in the community, that is the burden of illness. You can quantify in terms of prevalence or incidence or some other measures. Explain the etiology of the disease. You can predict the disease occurrence by doing the modeling, by getting the data, when the disease will occur, all those things. And you can control the disease distribution, that is prevention. Prevention is better than cure. That what? Forget about the cure. Then you look, first stage is prevention. That what these are the things where we can achieve by doing epidemiological research. How many of you know the definition of this word? Epidemiology. You have studied in your second year in one of the course. What is the course? What is the name of the course in second year?
Medical terminology.
Okay, what is the definition of epidemiology?
The study of the
how much the spread of the disease?
Incidence and prevalence.
He's mixing all terminologies. Okay. Can anyone? Yes, sir?
He's studying the incidence of a certain disease in a certain population.
Okay. So you all, forgot what you have studied. So no problem. We can review that. So this is the definition which is taken, I mean, from this reference. The study of the distribution and determinants of health-related states or events in a specified population and the application of this study to control of the health problems. So if you elaborate a little bit, what the study is, what the distribution, what the determinants are, you can see here, study may be the surveillance, may be the observational, hypothesis testing, analytical research and experiments, anything, what we call broadly the study. Distribution, you can distribute your study population as per the geographical region wise, place, time, again by gender, by age, you can stratify, you can distribute. What are the determinants? Determinants may be physical, biological, social, cultural, behavioral factors that influence the health. It is not only the clinical parameters, you have so many other factors. Ranging from social, behavior, anything. We have, so many determinants. So health-related states or events, what are that? Disease, causes of death, behavior, reactions to preventive regimens, and provision and use of etc. List, we can list out, so many things. Just have to, few here, which are very prominent. Coming to these two terms, epidemiology and birth statistics. That is research methodology and birth statistics. How important is birth statistics? Do you think that it's important? Without birth statistics, you can able to do research?
No.
Why?
Because it looks like a measurement for age distribution of any disease, the dangers of the disease, even the rate of death, for example, and so on.
What you have to do, any study, you have to quantify the results. When you are collecting, say for 200 patients for your research project. For each patient, suppose if you are taking, 10 variables, starting from age, gender, height, weight, BMI, like that. So what happened? 200 into 10 multiplied, if you get, 2000, values, numerical values. So what to say with these 2000 numerical values? You have to condense, you have to minimize these, huge data into one figure. In terms of mean BMI, in terms of mean age, how many males are there, how many females are there. This is what, the statistics will play into role. And you have to make, the huge number of data into smaller figures so that you can make the clinical inference. Again, you have to make these figures to read in your clinical language. What the interpretation, of your research project is. That what, your biostatistics will play a very important role. So, epidemiology is not a complete subject without biostatistics. Can I make that statement? Can I make a statement?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Epidemiology is not a complete yet without biostatistics. Yes, it is true. It is true. That what I put here, epidemiology, study design, interpretation here, whereas biostatistics is methods for the analysis. Once you do the analysis, again you are doing the interpretation in your clinical language. What your objectives are, what your research question is. Can we be able to prove, can we be able to disprove? After doing the analysis only we can say that. Okay, let's see something, some understanding about the different relationship between different types of research. Are you able to see? Are you able to see?
Mm-hmm.
This is contrasting colors. Okay, what happened here? There are different circles here. This is epidemiological, this is biomedical, here statistical, behavior, and socioeconomic. All these are interrelated, which leads to health system research. Broad, which includes your clinical research, your community research, everything which relates to health. Maybe you are, medical or dental or you take paramedical, anything. All includes, is here health system research. At the end, what's happening here? All this outcome of this health system research, where it's going? It's leading to policy making, planning, management and evaluation. So policy making, what do you mean by policy making? Decision making process.
Assessments of certain problem in healthcare community, then make law or policy against this problem.
Okay, take the example of H1N1. 6 months back, last year, last year these days, before Hajj, panic. Panic buttons everywhere. Ministry of Health, here and there, everywhere. Everyone talking about H1N1. So much research, so much funds, vaccination. What happened? You believe it or not, in the department I have discussed, I mean, with the colleagues, when your people are talking, I said this is a man-made, man-created one. Nothing is going to happen during Hajj. This is the statement I made, I mean, to all my colleagues. No one has, I mean, taken this statement. Just they have taken, I mean, they are completely taken very easily. I discuss with my friends, I mean, everywhere. This is, that's man-made. What happened last Hajj? Is anything happened? What about vaccination? Policy making, authorities, Ministry of Health, not only here, in India also, everywhere. And the company who has developed the vaccine, they made lot of money. That's, I mean, politics. I'm not going into the details. Just, I mean, I'm talking, I mean, this aspect, clinical aspect. So nothing has happened. What is the policy making there, policy decision they have taken? To get vaccinated. Do you know that? How many of you have been vaccinated last time here? We conducted a trial here in our department to get, I mean, vaccination for H1N1. We gave the incentives also to students. When each time you get, I mean, a vaccination dose, it is paid, I mean, 200 riyal or 300 riyal, I'm not sure. We put big posters here. But very poor response. Why? What reason? Why no? I mean, not much, I mean, general population got vaccinated for H1N1. What are the reasons at that time? Fear. And? About fear about? Side effects. Lot of side effects for that. The vaccination, I mean, came here and the literature came about the side effects, both simultaneously. How come, I mean, the vaccination company has come, I mean, with the vaccination, how come the side effects, I mean, came? So there is a rivalry there, business rivalry. So people got, I mean, information from different sources, I mean, TV channels or media, that side effects are there, we are not going to get immunized. So this is what, I mean, the policy making. Sometimes, I mean, policy making, I mean, will create a problem. Sometimes, I mean, it will be helpful. So all these things, I mean, whatever the research, I mean, it leads to here, ultimately, it goes to the consumers.
Take,
yes.
There is something about the immunity and research.
Yeah.
I think that my statistics is not just strictly on immunity.
Uh-huh.
I mean, by statistics can be used in other sciences that have nothing to do with immunity.
Okay. What is the word biostatistics mean?
Biostatistics is the interpretation of medical, biomedical data using mathematical calculation.
Yes, as you said, I mean, statistics is a universal subject, I mean, which will be applicable in all disciplines. Why it's called bio? Because we are using, I mean, here in health system research. Or, I mean, medical data, dealing with medical data, that's called biostatistics. If you use in mathematics, what we call? Mathematical statistics. If you use in business, what we call? Business statistics.
Even medical biostatistics is not just epidemiology. Like, maybe a scientist in his lab can make statistics.
Lab, what do you make them? What he can make, I mean, statistics.
Like the research is that
statistics, I mean, can be used in community research, clinical epidemiology research, evidence-based medicine, epidemiology, everywhere. So the terms are, we use, I mean, birth statistics, we use, I mean, medical statistics, we use the clinical statistics, there are different terms. So what ultimate, the point what I'm saying is, without statistics or clinical research, any methods what we follow may not be complete. Will not be complete. That's what I mean to say. Now coming back, I missed here one thing. Are you familiar with this terminology here? Of course, epidemiology we know, biomedical you know, statistical, I mean, that's what we are talking. What about behavior and socioeconomic? What do you mean with behavior?
Attitude.
How a human being, what a human being does.
Behaves, how he behaves. For example, take the same example, H1N1 vaccination. The behavior is completely different. No one has come forward because of fear, because of psychological, I mean, thinking that, take, I mean, BCG vaccination, they won't, I mean, immunize. If you go to rural areas, not in cities, they won't, I mean, get immunized their children with the BCG vaccine because they have superstitions, they have, I mean, old traditions. They won't come, I mean, take, I mean, this allopathic, I mean, what we have the vaccination and other medicines. So this is what, I mean, behavior. What about socioeconomic? What do you mean by socioeconomic?
Poor country, for example. Poor countries.
Poor countries?
Yeah.
how social life of a country or a
cost effective, research. You have to minimize the cost. Of course, alhamdulillah, here this is not a problem in kingdom. But if you look, I mean, developing countries, I mean, the third generation, I mean, the poor countries, there is a problem. So what they will do, the health authorities, they will see to minimize the cost. That's what we call, I mean, health economics research. How to minimize the cost, at the same time deliver the good health care. That's what, I mean, it's important. You have to do both sides. That's what is called, I mean, socio-economic, I mean, research. I mean, all these, I mean, will come under health system research. Take this example. When I'm talking, I mean, different models. Simple example, BCG vaccination is not effective. Why? I list out, I mean, some of the reasons here. BCG vaccination coverage is good but not effective. What are the reasons? You have immunomicrobiological factors, poor nutrition, poor immune reaction. Like that, I mean, you can list out, I mean, so many here which leads to biomedical problems. It's called, I mean, biomedical research. What about here? Technical factors, quality of a BCG vaccine. Again, I mean, biomedical problems. What about this? Operational factors. Storage and transport of vaccine, handling of vaccine after reconstitution, technique of, I mean, vaccination, all this leads to health system research. So you can classify, I mean, simple question in different components. Look the other way around. BCG vaccination coverage is poor. It's effective, but coverage is poor. People are not, I mean, handling properly. People are not, I mean, getting immunized, I mean, to the population, I mean, to the children properly. But it is effective. What are the reasons? So this is operational factors. Coverage and efficiency of, I mean, local health services. You know, some PHC, I mean, people will be isolated area, they may not be working properly. So the operational factors, I mean, may not up to the standard. So this is, we put, I mean, labeled as, I mean, health system research. And human factors, not only operational factors, human factors. This is what, I mean, behavior problems is. Indifference of the population toward immunization, fear of reaction, and low level of confidence in BCG. People are not, may not be believing, I mean, about this vaccination, like H1N1. So this is what leads to, I mean, behavior problems. You can study not only this, we can study behavior problems also. There is no need to have always, I mean, the clinical problem to have your research. You can see, I mean, students' problem, you can see, I mean, the patient behavior problems, you can see the hospital administration problem. So you can look, I mean, any interesting, I mean, idea, simple question, and you can think, I mean, for your research project. Okay, as I said, I mean, before, prevention is better than cure. So these are the preventable causes, I mean, of any disease. You can put, I mean, these are the elaborate form of this word, simple word, beings. What do you mean, what is there? I mean, each letter is having some expansion. B stands for biological factors or behavioral factors, E for environmental factors, I for immunological factors, N for nutritional, G for genetics, S stands for multiple. Services, social factors, and spiritual factors. Can you tell some example based on this? You take any disease, which is more prominent, more prevalent here. Can you take, I mean, any disease, I mean, to look, I mean, on these factors? No, I'm talking about, I mean, you take, for example, diabetes or cardiovascular disease, something like that. Then you can distribute for each of these diseases on those lines. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Genetic factors, you know, sorry, like the intermarriage between relatives, and the example of thalassemia.
Okay. Can we fix all these factors in any one of the diseases?
Diabetes,
Diabetes. Okay. Okay. Tell me. Elaborate. Diabetes. Elaborate on this.
Type 2 diabetes mellitus. If you had neurologic factors, type 1. And type 1 is directed against beta cells. And you had if you have biological factors like or skip it. Environmental factors,
diet,
bad food habits.
Okay, that comes under behavior. Behavioral factors.
Behavior.
Okay, what about genetic?
Genetic factors.
Yes. What about social factors? Suppose if he's not educated, lack of exercise,
Because people are shy.
Obese. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there are so many things. I mean, so you can fix, if you take any disease, you can fix, I mean, some of these factors into that disease pattern. What I have done, you can think, I mean, any of your interest. Look this, cardiovascular disease. You look, I mean, from the bottom, not from here. The base is environmental factors. What does this mean? Socioeconomic status, work environment. If a person is working in a stress environment, the stress higher, then what will happen? It will get effect on his problems, health problems. And socioeconomic status, suppose if income is low and he is having lot of family expenditure, again he is under stress. So this is what environmental factors. What about here? Behavior with these factors. He is a smoker. He is a drunker. He is not having good diet, habits, lack of exercise. So all these leads again to the problem. What about here? Strong family history. Genetic risk factors. Strong family history again leads to cardiovascular disease. What about here? Biological risk factors. Hypertension, blood lipids. So ultimately all this combined lead may not be in one patient, may not be applicable all this. Some may have all, some may have this, one of this, some may have two, then ultimately leads to what? It's a stroke, myocardial infarction, which leads to mortality and prolonged morbidity. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Are you able to understand? It's making sense?
Yes. Yeah.
So you can think on those lines. This is to stimulate you to get some ideas. It's a creativeness. There is no need, to look any book, any textbook, just you have to think, you have to read the literature and get some ideas. Okay, take simple questions here. What we use in day-to-day language, day-to-day, activities. Here I put issue here, the question. Normality, abnormality. What that mean? How to put, that word into question? Is a person sick or well? What abnormalities are associated, with having a disease? Diagnosis. How accurate are the diagnostic tests or strategies used to find a disease? What is the sensitivity? What is the specificity? All these things, we have the diagnostic test criteria. Frequency. How often does a disease occur? That is, you quantify in terms of prevalence, in terms of incidence. Prevalence are old cases, incidence are new cases. Risk. What are the risk factors? Just now we discussed about the different risk factors. What are the factors associated with the increased likelihood of the disease? If we have multiple risk factors, the likelihood of disease is high. The risk is very high. Being a smoker, being an alcoholic, being a lack of exercise, the risk is 5 times more than the person who doesn't do the exercise, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. This is what we do. That what here, the risk factor. Prognosis, what are the consequences of having a disease? In the same fashion, treatment, of course, we are not looking this, which leads to your clinical randomized clinical trials. How does the treatment change the future course of the disease? How effective the regimen is? Prevention, does prevention on people without disease keep disease from arising? Like that, you can look because what conditions result in the disease. Now, I will ask the question. Do you have any idea what is the practice people are taken from the clinical research and applied? Some examples. You understand my question?
No.
Research has been done. Something has come out good. Practicing in the patients. Any famous examples or any ongoing, anything, any activity? Still question not clear?
Yeah.
Clinical research into practice. Okay, put it simply. Yes.
Like in oncology, the use of new chemotherapy regimens are better than ones that were used before. Like using new adjuvant therapy, and which wasn't used before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other example? I don't know. I'm not a clinician. Just I'm asking. Do you have any ideas? Yes. Someone here? Penicillin? Okay. What about the first randomized controlled trial for treating pulmonary tuberculosis? what is the medicine they have come out. The first randomized controlled trial was conducted in UK in 1948. Streptomycin, which has become very famous at that time, a huge epidemic of tuberculosis, pulmonary tuberculosis. Of course, after that, streptomycin has been replaced with amoxicillin. Other things. That's a different. What about the present? Bothering problem. Not in this country.
HIV.
Who said that? HIV/AIDS. Do you think? Is there any treatment? Has come out? New invention?
No.
So what's happening? What they're giving treating? The HIV/AIDS patients?
Benefit.
ATR, antiretroviral therapy. Just to increase the immune capacity of the patient, to make survive the patient. There is no cure. There is no cure till now. Lot of funds, lot of trials. You look at the literature about HIV/AIDS, you look in Africa, in US, in India, in Thailand, everywhere. Lot of funds they are pouring to get into the treatment. But there is no cure. Okay, contrasting. What is the amazing thing, which is going on in the same HIV/AIDS area?
Hepatitis,
okay. I'm asking contrast. People are very fond of, to use one particular drug for some activity.
Viagra.
Yeah, loudly.
Viagra.
Yes. So, people are using, rapidly. There are a lot of sales, the counters without prescription, people are taking, not only here, everywhere. Even though there are side effects, there is literature saying that there are side effects. People are using. So this is what the current scenario. Of course, here the problem is diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So think about what is the problems prevalent in our surrounding in our places. Okay. So I came to the end. Before this, of course, we will be discussing about all these steps, how to execute research. First, you must have the problem. What is your research question, and you must have the rationality why you are doing this study, why this is important, where is the need to do this study. Then you have to frame your objectives, that is hypothesis. Then you have your methodology section, your study design, where you are collecting your data, who are the samples are, whether inpatient or outpatient or medical records or general population or student community, anything. So depending upon your research objective, besides your study population is, then how you are collecting the data in the form of direct interview or in the form of questionnaire, or by sending by email so that they can fill. So it all depends how you think about your data collection. Then you have to do the analysis and interpretation of the results. All this, the whole course, take all these things, in detail we'll be discussing. Okay, finally, this is the famous quote. There are only a handful of ways to do a study properly, but 1,000 ways to do it wrong. This is not my quote. It's given by the famous clinical epidemiologist, David Sackett. So what is the meaning of this quote? It's a very simple English. There are few research methods, techniques. You follow that and do the research in a systematic way. If you're not following, you can spoil your research project as per your wish without following any of these methods. For any activity, you take any activity, there will be only simple rules to follow. Either you are driving a car or you are swimming or you are doing any activity, there are simple rules to have safeguard yourself to do properly. But if you want to spoil it, you can spoil it in plenty of ways. Agree with me? Okay, I'm stopping here. Inshallah, next session, so the other two faculty members will come. After that, again, I will have to print out. Okay, thank you.
So, the announcement for SOSAGE.